And believe it or not, tomorrow is the first day of summer, but we've already had a taste of what's to come, and that's part and parcel of living in Australia, we know that, which is why the construction union is kidding itself with this one. The CFMEU is threatening to grind construction to a halt over summer. Why? Well, the union has demanded a change to the heat policy for five major builders, which sets a mark for when workers can walk off the job. So under current rules, if the temperature on a work site hits 35, they're entitled to call it a day. Fair enough. But the union wants the trigger point dropped to 30 degrees. So as soon as the mercury hits 30, it's down tools and head home. Master Builders New South Wales says if this demand is met, you may as well shut the industry down over summer. And this comes at a time when we're trying to get things revved up again. So just think about it. 30 degrees in Australia. The union says it's too hot to work. But in 2019, Observatory Hill recorded 36 days above 30. In the final week of January 2020, the mercury climbed above 30, 6 out of 7 days. And we know it's even hotter in the west. Have a look at the weather station at Penrith Lakes. In 2019, how many days did the temperature climb above 30? 30, 40, 50? No. Try more than 100. 102 days above 30 degrees at Penrith Lakes, nearly a third of the year. And the union wants to walk off the job for the lot of them. Those figures from Penrith Lakes included a period of 11 days straight over 30 in February, 23 out of 31 days in January, and no more than 3 days in a row under 30 in November. If the union gets its way, you'll never see a shovel in the ground. Imagine if we all got to walk off the job as soon as it hits 30, and this is the worst time to hold bosses over a barrel. We're trying to get things built. We want people in jobs. Brian Seidler from the Master Builders Association has told the Financial Review if they reduce their heat policy down to 30 degrees, you might as well shut the industry over summer. And there's also a push at the moment for pay rises. And you can't blame a union for wanting to make more money for workers, but the heat policy is unrealistic. Nobody's pretending it's easy working outdoors in the middle of that heat. And that's why the trigger point for downing tools is rightly set at 35 degrees. We can't afford to walk off the job every time it hits 30 degrees.